Welcome to the Mosh Pit, your home for unsigned punk, rock, and metal artists, where your music goes to be heard. Don't cry.
Dark. So.
Yeah, so we love your idea of the historical preservation and doing all that stuff. I mean, you can count us in.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Tell you that right now.
Yeah. Absolutely. 100%. Like, I'd love to, like I said, I'd love to work with maybe you and your wife on getting together like a Main Street, Elm Street association, because like I've been talking to Sherman about it as well. It's, we need to push people here. Mm-hmm. And like, I know people would probably frown upon me for this, but I started this business paycheck to paycheck. I'm a children's hairstylist. Uh-huh. I mean, there's only so much we make.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so I started this business paycheck to paycheck. I did the improvements. He and I did paycheck to paycheck. Everything we bought was like, had to be on super sale. And you know, like,
we get it. Yeah.
So, but I wanted to do it. And, so even now there are things I'd like to change. Like, I'd like to put an awning above my window, 'cause it's not the most beautiful thing. It's just finding an inexpensive awning is difficult, or sure, doing the repair is difficult. So even if we could get like an association together who would possibly like be like, okay, well, this building needs a little help with the front of their storefront.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, right, let's go help them clean it up a little bit, and you know, get a couple of guys to get up there and paint, put a new, donate paint, or
see, having the organization will bring light to a lot of things that are actually available. There is a grant. It's my understanding that the city has available yearly to, yes, help do a facelift.
Yeah, so Sherman told me about that, and Jeff Ellis passed, and he was over doing the grant.
Gotcha.
So now they're filling his position, and then when they fill his position, that's when it's going to become available again.
Okay.
Because I had recently talked to him about that, and I told him, he said, well, what would you use it for? And I said, this ugly window up here, it's killing me, Smalls. And it's been that way for, you know, we've had this building, what, 2 years now?
Roughly, yeah.
I think we got our building about the same time you guys got yours.
Yeah.
But again, like I said, we were rebuilding and doing things on weekends.
We had to bring
and
so much stuff up to code.
Oh, God.
Like, the stairs did not have
rails.
Stair rail.
Yep.
So that had to be put in, because whoever was here before us, they were grandfathered in.
Right.
Hey, it's been that way.
Right. Or we had to, what was it, expedite the hot water heater out, because yeah, where it's placed now is completely
blocked
there
off.
There's no exit for the steam.
Yeah.
And back in the day, they didn't care. They right. were like, just don't stand in the room when it's going off,
yeah,
you know?
Trust me, the things I've seen here.
Like, I mean, we had to, like, do so many things to make sure. We had to, like, find and label everything on our, yeah, what's it called? Electrical
yeah.
box. And that was fun.
Yeah.
Is it on yet? No. but my hall light over there is coming on and off, you know, like...
Always fun, ain't it?
Yeah. For sure.
But it was an adventure to get this place to a place where I felt comfortable to open it. And then I was supposed to have my grand opening on the 31st of March
yeah.
last year.
Yeah.
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 And then the world shut down, and I was yep. like, no.
Well, you know, they bothered us the year before, 2019. You know, Halloween was on a Saturday. We were going to do Halloween here,
mm-hmm.
you know, pass out candy, all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
They trick-or-treated at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait
yeah.
a second.
I was still at work, you know. I'm at work painting faces, you know. And it's just, I'm like, they act like people don't work around here.
Yeah, like you're saying with the trick-or-treat thing. Apparently that's been the norm here, is that trick-or-treating was just downtown. At like 3 o'clock, they would do the costume contest and all of that downtown, pass out candy. And then that was all that would happen here. This past Halloween, we have typically gone to my wife's sister's house every
mm-hmm.
Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And just go around their neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, I mean, our youngest, he's now 12. And so I don't have to go around with him. So this year I was like, y'all go, I'm going to stay here and I'm going to see what happens here on Halloween.
Yeah.
I had one customer come to my door, and it was real early in the night. It was just starting to get dark, and a lady was walking down Piedmont with two kids in tow. And she said, "Are you passing?" I'm like, "Heck yeah, I had a big, huge bowl full of candy."
Yeah.
So I had one trick-or-treater come by, and then that was that. I just sat there in my Adirondack chair in the front yard, drinking a drink, just enjoying the peace.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we were dressed up and ready to go, and, yeah. You know, I had this idea, and I don't know if it sounds crazy or not, but there are so many doors upstairs. Uh-huh. And so I told him one Halloween, I want to see about decorating the gallery pretty spooky. And
sure.
They could walk, because we're linear, yep. They could walk in the front door. And they knock on every door and trick-or-treat at every door until they get to the back.
Nice.
And then that our back door leads to a neighborhood right back here. Like if you go up behind the...
Yeah, back there at Hampton and...
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. And so I had this, like, trail.
Sure.
And then I realized they trick-or-treat at 3 o'clock in the day.
Yep.
And I was like, well... I'm not even going to waste my time, money, or energy trying to do that, because I wouldn't get any customers.
No.
And I took the time. My mother and I, we made like our little trick or treat bundles were candy, my business card, and a marker. Because you know we're an art gallery and art classes, and so I was like a marker, color pencil, whatever, you know, crayon, and they were all put together in a little bundle. And that's what I was going to hand out. And I was just like, he ended up eating most of the candy. And I ended up painstakingly taking my business cards off the bundle so I could reuse them. So, like, I have a lot of marketing ideas. I mean, tell me you wouldn't bring your kids through something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, back in the day, my mom would have hit that up in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. There were four of us.
Oh, yeah. Y'all would have got sent through three times. Go on back through. Swap masks.
But, I mean, people don't do things like that anymore.
And I think they will when we bring in the next generation here. The city just kind of hit a stalemate, I guess you could say. The 08 crash is what I've heard really hit the downtown hard.
Yeah.
Because then the Walmart opened. It coincided with that. So the economy tanks. Walmart opens over on the 278 corridor. Yep. So now people are watching everything that they're spending. And when you're doing that, you go to the cheapest place to shop, and that would be Walmart. So you had a lot of things that just kind of drew away from the city in the past. And now here we find ourselves in a rebuilding. But it's great what I'm seeing just in really a year from last summer till now this summer. Last weekend, was it warm last weekend?
Fairly, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was last weekend. It got kind of warm. And I was noticing people out walking around that I haven't seen in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Like, young people with kids and their dogs, and I haven't really ever, we've had a lot of people walking around here in the past, but they wear backpacks and they look like maybe they are looking for a handout type of thing, and that's all we've seen, and now it's changing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But what's changing is the housing, like the two houses up the street from us that have been renovated and sold, and the more of that we have, the more of that new life you're going to bring in.
Right, right. And like even if, like, with your association, we could help each other advertise. You have an advertising idea, and then all of us kind of run with it. Or I would have something in my head and kind of bounce it off of the just bouncing ideas, marketing ideas, advertising ideas.
Exactly.
That's to have like-minded people with a like-minded goal, bringing people in, I think it'd be fantastic. Like we said, sign us up. We're there, because in fact, if you wanted to host, I've got plenty of room. You know, like and we're right next to Sherman.
Yep.
So, and I even have my little corridor. We were talking about having barbecues back here.
Yeah.
And then just having the back door open so people could walk through. I mean, and people don't do that anymore either.
We so bad wanted to do a chili cook-off this winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But because of what's happening, mm-hmm. And it's our opinion that maybe we're holding back too much. Because we see other areas are doing a lot more participation these days. But that's one of a barbecue, chili. So typically this city does the Welsh Festival in March. So we would like to see maybe a chili cook-off being done in February. It's nice and cold. Because mm-hmm. if you can start getting like a monthly uh-huh. event. So February we're having chili cook-off and you got the Welsh Festival. Some kind of spring sale. And then May I think is typically the homespun. And
July.
Well, actually. See, is like...
July.
Is it July?
July is homespun. They've been trying to get them to move it for years because you know how July is.
Yeah.
Awful. And it rains every year. I mean... Always rains on homespun, which right. sucks. But if you look at this, now this is one that I'm going to give you this one for free. Nice. Across the way, Morgan Hardware.
Yep.
They close at 6 o'clock on Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
They are closed through Monday morning. Car show. Some kind of event.
Music, block party.
Block party. Right there. You got that whole parking lot. I've talked to Scott. He said we could use it.
Won't you take down your barricades? I've been trying hard to find a way into the backstage of your mind. Baby, it seems to me as though all your ignorance and pride are just the bodyguards you hide behind. Rose away, I cannot see. You got me in the cheapest seats. Why must I love you from the leads? I wanna be your VIP. Bring
We're like kindred spirits, I guess, because we're already thinking the same things. And so I'll throw another idea out for that exact space, because we got to get some people besides us to act on these ideas. Yes. So we'll get these ideas out there to somebody to act. A food truck park.
Yes.
Because it's our understanding that if you do an event where you're using like the city property, then the food trucks have got to pay a fee of like $75 to set up and sell. And then the city has all these regulations. But if you can utilize private property like Scott's parking lot, then you can avoid a lot of that.
Well, see, that was the thing is like Homespun. I looked into Homespun to get a booth for my art before I had the store.
Yep.
It was like $400, $500 for, and I was like, I can't afford that. And even if I sold two pieces, I would not make the money back to pay for the spot.
Sure.
And Marietta Square is just as high.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I'm not going to do that either without being established.
Right.
And how am I going to get established? So it's like, you know, so I was thinking with that parking lot, craft fair, art fair, local artist. It could be a band set up a tent and play and hand out where they cater to people's events.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be performing art. It could be visual art, it could be sculpture, it could be the guy who makes all the Adirondack chairs on 278 down the road, you know, like he could have himself a little place. I mean, but not for an astronomical amount, because people like me, I'm taking this paintbrush here and I'm like, okay, what can I make out of that? Because it's cheap.
Yeah.
And I don't have a lot of money, but I use what I have to make what I think is beautiful. And so with that, I can't afford to pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars for a tent.
Don't you think if booths were like
$100,
let's say $100, the vendors could sell their merch at a decent price.
Sure.
They could make money. Plus, the city's going to make money, because if you're doing $100 booths,
everybody's
more people are going to want a booth. If you're doing a $500 booth, you're selling to like four people.
You are certainly on the right track. I don't know if you knew of the two events that were done in that parking lot.
I saw one. I don't know what it was. It was a couple months back, like close to...
Yeah, I didn't see it because I was at work.
Yeah, she was at work. I think I called her and I'm like, they're doing something in the parking lot. I have no idea what it is.
Too bad I can't get off work.
There's been two events in that parking lot behind the drugstore and the hardware store.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife participated in both. The first one was great. It was really busy. It brought in a lot of vendors because, like you're saying, it was affordable. Mm-hmm. So just your weekend warriors, people who are doing things after their regular job, making crafts, they could come and participate because it wasn't an extraordinary amount of money to participate. So they put that together. It was great. And then they did one more. And that one was so-so. But it was the second one that I actually got the realization that we need to do more food here, like food trucks, because I was walking around. I helped Rebecca set up real early for that second one, and then everybody gets there early. They set up, and it's not open yet. So now you're standing there, and you're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's looking around like, there's no food.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, you can go across the street over there, and there's...
Exotic You.
Well, this is breakfast, so you can go to the well, bakery.
And
get something out of the bakery, but that's really about it.
Yeah.
And so then everybody's like, well, is anybody going to Chick-fil-A? Yep. So then people start handing out money. Yeah, you're going to Chick-fil-A. So somebody's making a run all the way to Chick-fil-A to get some food and coming back. And so I'm standing around being the entrepreneur type that I am. I'm looking, I'm like, why is nobody out here like buying a booth, reserving a booth to sell food?
Uh-huh.
Right.
You can make a fortune on just sandwiches.
And that's really what, I don't know if y'all noticed any of my posts or whatnot, but that's really what got me to where I was then cooking this past winter on my wife's front door on the sidewalk.
I saw those.
I was just kind of getting things going. I was like, I'm going to just start playing with this and trying it out so that the next event that comes around, I'll drag my green egg out there and I'll just sell hamburgers or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you get the green egg out there. I mean,
even if you had the Bubba Burgers, which are not expensive at all, and you sold them for $3 a piece, $3, people would buy a Bubba Burger for $3. Yeah. I would. Mm-hmm. I'd load that thing up with ketchup and be happy.
And here's two things I think about this food serving within those events. whoever's setting up and selling food, I think they're the ones that are going to make the most money. Because people have to eat regardless. People will go there and they'll browse. They'll look at all the stuff that's there, and then they'll leave and not buy a thing. They can do that.
Yeah.
They can hold back and not spend any money on any of the product. But if you're there and you smell the food and you're walking around, you're getting hungry, you're going to buy food. People always buy food. So I'm like, it would only make sense if somebody would be setting up out there to sell food. And then if you can get people there selling food, then I also feel like you're going to keep more people there. Oh, yeah. And you're going to just...
People who are hungry are not shopping.
Yeah.
People who are fed and are happy are going, you know what? It's over there. Let's go over there. Let's see what they've got.
And so for whatever reason, that's where my head's been at since really going back to about November, is just sidewalk food vending and food truck. And I've been looking for areas where we could, like say, use private property to set up food truck parks. Because then going back to what we were talking about earlier, just getting more traffic. If we're having a Friday night food truck thing, that's all you need. We don't need people down here opening restaurants. If we can just find a piece of property that we can bring in food trucks, there's plenty of food trucks in this state. And if you can show them it's worth their while to come and set up, they'll do it. So.
And see, that was, we did the Arrogant Barbecue 2 years ago.
Oh, I was so mad about that.
2019, we did the Arrogant Barbecue. Mayor called me and was like, hey, look, we need somebody to book these bands. We
have nobody.
Yeah, we dropped the guy, ball, basically.
The guy who we had hasn't contacted me in 4 months. So we had to do what this guy had 4 months to do.
Had to do it
in
two weeks.
2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we got together, what, like six bands?
We got eight.
Eight or six. So somewhere in there. We got together some bands and everything, and we show up. They had two food trucks and one vendor. And then the way Arrogant is they do their barbecue around this softball tournament. Yeah. And around the softball parks, there is a huge sidewalk that goes around. Uh-huh. And I looked over at Wes and I go, babe, why do they not have 10 by 10 tents surrounding this entire baseball field
absolutely
with vendors at $100 a
they
pop?
Had three on this side, and this other side over here
completely
was bare. Completely
bare. And I'm sitting here going, that right there, that real estate right there could have gotten them $1,000 easy. Paid for the fireworks.
Yep.
You know?
And the sad part, the Arrogant Barbecue, the barbecue that Arrogant Barbecue is based around, it left at 2 o'clock.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
I was like,
just was like, okay,
no.
Well, bye. And I was just like, whoever did this, I was so upset. I was so mad about it because I was like, as an artist, as someone who would have bought some of that real estate, some of that 10 by 10 tents or whatever, I was like, we could be set up around this baseball. It could have been baseball, arts and crafts, food. It could have been everything. And then you've got the live music over there. It could have been a party.
Yeah.
And it was so lackluster. I told him, I said, I don't want to do it again.
Did y'all see what took place yesterday in the park downtown?
I saw something. I wasn't 100% what it was. I was headed out of town, and I was like, oh, they're doing something.
Exactly. So you're proving my point.
They don't advertise.
Yep. Whoever put that on, certain select folks here in the city knew about it. So I got up that morning, so yesterday, and I see a post from a merchant downtown asking a question, what's happening in the park? And I'm like, I didn't think anything would be happening in the park because the city's really not doing anything at the moment.
Right, they've told.
And then somebody responded to her and said, yeah, it's some thing where it's free clothes and free food from some churches. And we're like, okay. So I brought Rebecca to work yesterday, and she goes in and starts opening up, and we've got a little fire pit that I've been setting out on the sidewalk with some chairs. So I drag it out, and I take the empty propane tank to run it up to the convenience store to exchange it, so we'll have a fresh tank in case that one runs out.
Yeah.
I get to the convenience store just up the street here on Elm Street, and they have a little flyer on their front door explaining what's going on downtown.
And it's like this big?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, a little 8x10. But what I thought was interesting, I'm like, okay, this gas station knew about it. Somebody came to them and said, hey, can we put this flyer here to promote what's about to happen on Saturday morning? Mm-hmm. My wife's store downtown, she knew nothing of the event. The other merchant downtown didn't know anything about the event. I didn't know anything.
And I'll be honest with you, I went by it and I was like, oh, somebody's doing it either looked like a wedding or a prom or something of, you know, close-knit people.
Right.
And I was like, okay, well, it's nothing.
It's somebody rented the park. It's literally what that's he told what me. He goes, like, yeah. Oh, yeah, somebody rented the park yesterday. But I didn't think they were renting the park out, but somebody rented the park yesterday.
Yeah, the only reason I even thought about it was because when we were walking earlier, there in the park on one of the trees was their green you know, the city thing, this yep. park has been rented, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, they're doing an anniversary. Okay. And we left.
So now they had singing. So it was a great event from what I could see. Lots of people came. But what I'm getting at with it is there was just no communication. So if there were some type of downtown organization where this stuff had to be channeled through, then all of the merchants could know about something that's going on, and we all could pitch in and benefit right. from what's happening to yeah. bring in foot traffic.
Because apparently, right there.
And apparently it was some churches from Cobb County. So they were bringing a lot of folks this way.
Oh, run it.
darkness.